Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Lee, something so good, it gives me chills, happened in Florida. And it was an insane news cycle last 24 hours, and I'm afraid it's going to get buried because the answer is down in Florida. We've been following this since February when Ron DeSantis did an amazing thing, a brilliant thing in partnership with Donald Trump. They deputized every state law enforcement officer in the state of Florida, from Fish and Wildlife to Highway Patrol, as federal immigration officers. And then the left had spent decades suing to make sure that no cop that picked up an illegal immigrant could enforce federal immigration law, could have him deported, could deport him himself, could do any of those things. The argument was, well, the cop doesn't have jurisdiction. Well, why didn't we ever think of this before? Let's just get jurisdiction. So Trump made them all deportation officers. At any moment, I'm sure a federal judicial dictator, some people call them judges, liberal judges will be along to say you can't do it. And they'll just make it up. And it'll be one of those half a page rulings, you know, double spaced. Like those reports you used to turn in at the last minute in high school, but then you didn't get it. You got a bad grade like that. Okay. They had a huge press conference on this yesterday in a week with a small managing crew of Department of Homeland Security federal officials managing Florida law enforcement officers. They picked up 1,100 illegal immigrants with criminal records, terrorists, rapists, murderers in their own country or in this one. One internationally wanted Russian criminal who was on the Interpol most wanted list. And 1,100 total. They all had deportation orders already from a judge. They're just running around. We explained why in the beginning of the week, because when judges were giving out deportation orders, Joe Biden made the deportation officers sit at their desks. They were not allowed to go out and deport these people. Instead, they were processing the paperwork for new illegal immigrants that Joe had illegally let into the country. So Ron DeSantis proudly, and he should be proud, announces this yesterday. We got 1,100 in a week, using almost all state law enforcement labor. And then he asked the Trump administration, let me set precedent for all these other governors, the 26 other Republican governors in this country. He said, I can get 10,000 beds. He said, almost instantly, because they're used to dealing with natural disasters. Let me move them out of the country. I got the flights ready to go.
And we will go in. We won't even need DHS to necessarily be there. We will go in. We'll find there. We have tens of thousands of illegals in Florida that are already on deportation orders. So you hear all this about due process. They've already been processed and have been ordered to be removed. We can go in and get those. So I think what we can do is provide more manpower, more space, and then we even have the ability to process.
Now, listen to what he wants. He said, look, we have in Florida, we've got National and State Guard. Deputize them as immigration judges. He said, we got a ton of lawyers in there. Deputize them, all of them, immigration judges. You know, Trump can do that.
to different types of hospital. We have both a National Guard and a State Guard who are used to responding to different types of contingencies. We're ready, willing, and able to take it to the next level. We have submitted plans to DHS to say, if this is approved, we will go off to the races and we will be able to do really from soup to nuts, from apprehension to detention, even putting some of our people in the National Guard in line to be serve as immigration judges to process this. We can do it. And I'd also say you hear a lot about due process. We have tens of thousands of illegal aliens in Florida at a minimum that have already been issued final orders of removal. And there's hundreds of thousands of them throughout the United States of America. So they've had a lot of process. They've been ordered to be removed.
There's 900,000. Because Joe didn't deport him. Yep.
And then if a Republican does something, they'll sue him to stop him from doing anything.
Exactly. So we already have Florida doing something no other governor, including our own, is doing, which is they just got 1,100 in a single week showing what could be done. They're getting them off the streets. They're removing them. Now DeSantis is saying, let me go further. I won't even need the federal government. Deputize everybody and let's roll. He said, I could do 10,000 beds, and I already got the planes ready to fly to El Salvador, wherever you want me to take them. He's like, I'll follow your directions. I'm going to do what you say, obviously. Deputize us all. Let's go. And the point of that press conference yesterday, we've been talking about this for a week, but the point of that press conference yesterday was to say also, and God bless him for saying this, every Republican governor in the nation, he said yesterday, should be doing this.
Well, every governor should be doing it.
Well, Democrats aren't.
But they're
really
not going
Americans,
to.
So, I mean, I'm just talking about American governors.
Okay.
But they don't act like Americans. They want to be invaded. They want to break the law. This is who they are. I mean, what a contrast, Lee, yesterday, between that from Ron DeSantis, right? You know, a nationally known Republican, to mm-hmm. be sure, and Ilhan Omar, who's asked about, you know, the trips to El Salvador on behalf of
the photo op.
What?
The photo op.
The photo op, yeah. On behalf of St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. And here's her answer. Let's just contrast her and Ron DeSantis, shall we?
Do you think more of your Democratic colleagues should be traveling to El Salvador to advocate on behalf of Abednego Garcia?
I think you should.
I'm sorry, what? Congresswoman? Who should?
You.
Why me?
We're not taking any questions right now, but here you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there's your Democrat decorum.
Yeah, there's your Democrat party right there.
Well, there's your socialist party.
Yes. And they did. Yesterday,
socialist
they
Marxist.
Openly celebrated May Day. They're not even hiding it anymore. That is the World Socialist Party's holiday. That's where that comes from. They're not hiding it. They are authoritarians and they are socialist, and they celebrated yesterday with May Day celebrations all over the country. These are people who won't be seen with the U.S. flag. They're celebrating May Day. This is where we're going. You know what? I love it. It's okay. Don't let it make you mad. They're telling us for the first time who they are. I prayed for years. Just let everyone see them for who they are and how dangerous they are. And they are showing us. We don't even have to do it. We just have to roll tape. But getting back to DeSantis, yesterday I was so proud of all of you. You would not believe the hundreds of people who texted Gov to the text line. Text Gov, if you haven't done it yet, text Gov to the text line, 800-905-0989. Just GOV. We'll give you a link with the contact information for Henry McDisaster. That's what we're going to call him until he gets it right here. Does what Ron DeSantis has done already. I want to see our highway patrol deputized. This is not hard. Ron DeSantis already did a call down to Florida governor. If you want to know how, he'll tell you, I'm sure. And I want to see them deputized. I want every law enforcement officer in this state deputized. And I want to see him doing what Ron DeSantis is doing. Because you know what we got to problem now, Lee? These illegals are going to run. They're going to run from Florida, especially the ones with the criminal records. And where do you think they're going?
They're headed north up 95.
El Norte.
Yes.
They're coming here to drive drunk, rob you blind, and do what they do. And I will be damned if I'm going to sit by and let our governor pretend he can't do this. Governor, half the state listens to this station. You cannot hide, honey. Here's the thing I want to offer you, though, Governor, seriously. And I never do this. But for you, I will make an exception. If you do this, If you follow the Ron DeSantis model, you deputize our highway patrol, our state law enforcement, you can encourage all of these police and sheriff's departments to do it too. You do what Ron DeSantis did. You can come on this show and I will give you a no shot interview. In other words, I will praise you. I will tell the world how wonderful you are. We'll bury the hatchet on everything else. You could take a victory lap. And you know what, Governor? Right now you have no legacy because all you've done is play golf. You're a loser. But you can change that. I can help you change that. We can help you change that here at the station. We'll bury the hatchet. You can come on and do a victory lap. And guess what? You'll have a legacy because you got nothing right now. You've done nothing. Well, except try to take out the state treasurer for being conservative. But that didn't work out so well, did it? Anyway, so yeah, you can have a legacy. We will praise you. You will be remembered with love and joy here on the Terrace Show. I never make this offer to anybody. But I'm making it to you right now. You come on the show, no negative questions. All you got to do is deport people who are killing South Carolinians. It's not hard. It's a win-win for everybody. Now, you will have to put the golf clubs down for a few weeks. I know that'll hurt, but you'll get past it. You will. Text keyword gov to the text line, 800-905-0989. Call them up. Call them up. Right now, we've already filled up their voicemail this morning. Call him up after 9 when they open. Tell him what you want the governor to do. You want him to do the DeSantis plan. You want the DeSantis plan. You want him to deputize Highway Patrol. If they tell you they don't know what you're talking about, they are lying. They know exactly what I'm talking about. And say you want it now, or you can email him. So either wait till after 9 to call or email. Be nice. That's who we are. Let him know we're watching. And you guys are lighting up the text line. I love to see it, getting that link to contact Henry McMaster. And hopefully he takes me up on my offer. Because it's what he asked me years ago, his people anyway. They wanted a deal. If they came on the show, there'd be no hard questions and they could write the questions and there'd be no follow-ups. We said, no, we don't do that. My manager actually said that. That's why he hasn't been on the show. But for you today, Governor, I'm willing to give you that deal you once requested. Nobody else has ever gotten it. I will come on the show. You can write all the questions. I will praise you to high heaven as I let people know that you have followed in Ron DeSantis' shoes and called up Donald Trump, which I know you could do, sir. He endorsed you. You endorsed him. Worked out great for both. Yeah, I know you got his phone number. Call him up like Ron DeSantis did back in February and say, hey, listen, I want the deal. I want the deal that you gave Ron DeSantis. I want everyone in the state deputized. If you need any kind of permissions from the state legislature, I will help you push them through. We can do that with the text line. You know, people call their legislators. Whatever you need, Governor, I'm here for you. And I will give you something I've never given anybody, a non-negative interview. I will only praise you and let you tell the people about the job that you did making South Carolina safe. Because, sir, I got to tell you, we got a problem. It's a big problem. Because these illegals down in Florida, including the tens of thousands with deportation orders and criminal records that Ron DeSantis is rounding up. You know he got 1,100 in a week, Governor? You know what the rest of them are going to do? It's going to be like a thundering herd. They're coming north. They're going El Norte. They're coming here because they know you'll take care of them. You won't go get them. You know, we're going to have more stories like that poor University of South Carolina student is killed by a drunk driver, illegal immigrant. That's going to be on you, Governor. I don't want it to be the case. We can make this is a great opportunity, okay? Because now when one of them kills one of us drunk driving, shoots somebody, drug deal, fentanyl overdose, we'll never know if it might not have happened if you just done what Ron DeSantis did instead of pretending you can't. And ignoring me, Governor. And all of our listeners, we've added 30,000 just in the last year, so you know. All of our listeners who are texting you, calling you, who are commenting on your Twitter feed now, please do this, Governor. Please do this. Huh, that's not bad. Text writes, hey, Tara, McMaster doesn't give a blank because he's not running again. However, the lieutenant governor probably would care. You need to start calling out Pam. Huh. That's a good point. I mean, I know she can't do it. He'd have to do it. But I mean, she could lobby for it. It's an interesting question, Pam Yvette. Could we get her to do it? Maybe. I don't know, but we're going to stay on this. We're going to hit him again and again and again and again. Because they're heading this way. They are. I'm telling you what, they're heading this way. All right. So here's the thing. Overnight, I want to just hit this really quickly. Mike Walls was not fired. And here's what happened, okay? Mike Walls, he was the guy who added the head of the Atlantic, the editor of the Atlantic, an inveterate liar who's just, you know, been a veteran of every hoax there's been outside of Trump, you know, about Trump, onto that Signal chat. Was an absolute disaster. Then claimed, oh, I've never talked to him. Well, that didn't turn out to be true. Wasn't the most honest thing. And look, the media, folks, is looking for a scalp here so that they can write the headline, Trump administration in turmoil, blah, blah, blah. Trump can't give him that scalp. I've never liked Mike Walls. He's a rhino. And whenever you hire one of them, things go sideways fast. I don't know why Trump does it, but he did. Walls was national security advisor. So Trump really can't fire him because he can't give the media that scalp because they're going to go crazy. They're already trying to get Pete Hegseth with lies, too. You can't reward that. So now Mike Walls will be the ambassador to the UN, which is Nikki Haley's old job. Here's J.D. Vance on that yesterday.
Wasn't let go. He is being made ambassador to the United Nations, which, of course, is a Senate-confirmed position. I think you can make a good argument that it's a promotion. But we brought Mike on to do some serious reforms of the National Security Council. He has done that. Donald Trump has fired a lot of people. He doesn't give them Senate-confirmed appointments afterwards. What he thinks is that Mike Waltz is going to better serve the administration, most importantly, the American people in that role, and I happen to agree with him.
Yeah. So they can't give the media that talking point or that scalp. That's Mike Walls got lucky. Man, I don't trust him. I don't. Especially when you look at the staffers he hired. I mean, why would first thing you go hire Democrat staffers, veterans of the Biden administration who have deep, deep state connections? Is there not a Republican we can hire on the Hill? Is there just not one? We can't find one. We got to hire people who hate us. I don't know, but we pay every time. Doge bombshell. Folks, let me break this down for you, okay? Make this very simple. Did you just pay taxes? You're in the process of paying taxes. Yeah, you know what we do with that money or what we've done? Yeah, on the one hand, we pay for our troops to go and fight the enemy. In this case, the enemy, the Taliban, a state-designated terror organization. What does that mean when our country designates somebody like the Taliban as a state-designated terror org? What it means is it's illegal to fund them. You can't just write them a check. If you do, that's material support for terror. You go to federal prison. Unless you're the right Democrat bureaucrat. In which case, it's all good. It's all fine. It's fine. Yeah, it's good. So what it means is on the one hand, as a taxpayer, you pay to send our brave young people, maybe your own kids, to fight the Taliban. And on the other hand, inside liberal bureaucracies, after they move the money around a little, because no one pays attention to what they do with it, they fund the Taliban. Wait. I'm sorry. We're funding both sides? Mm-hmm. Doge definitively proved that yesterday. This is like a punch in the gut for me because my husband is a Marine and my daughter is going into the military, she says. And after everything I know, that scares me because I know there will be left-wing bureaucrats hunting her and people like her with our tax dollars in the future. So we fund both sides because, hey, why not? Why not? We're America. Folks, a country this dumb, you got to ask yourself, does it deserve to exist? I don't know. I mean, this is the kind of thing nature normally eliminates through natural selection, something really dumb, like bulldogs. They can't breed on their own. There's a reason for that. In the apocalypse, they would be gone very quickly because they're just not viable. Are we? Are we? Now, I want to break this down. The Institute of Peace, the hilariously named Institute of Peace, sadly founded by Ronald Reagan, was one of the most violent confrontations Doge had. And then we just found out yesterday why. So Doge is deputized. They are official federal employees. They instituted Donald Trump like every other federal employee. They should be able to go the heck in there. But a standoff began when they tried to enter. The liberal activist who runs the Institute of Peace blocked them at the door, called the police. Said, we can't have them in here. We can't have them. No. Physical confrontation. Doge simultaneously called the police and said, look, we got a right to go in here. Could you remove this liberal lunatic? He is in the way. He will not let us into the lobby. Well, now we know why. They were deleting a terabyte of data. So we don't even know the full extent of this. But with what they were able to recover, and remember, the Doge team fought for days to physically gain access. I keep telling you, this was hand-to-hand combat to the United States Institute of Peace. And again, eventually with help from the FBI and the Metro Police, Doge was able to access the agency. And the reason they were blocking and they were just deleting. They found, now we know why they did this. They were funding the Taliban. Again, an officially designated terror group. This is illegal. Do not do it yourself. You will go to prison. Unless, again, you're a liberal bureaucrat in good standing, in which case, just fun on Pam to kill the kids down the street from the Pentagon. So USAID sent them billions, ultimately $3.4 billion. Some of it, by the way, and we've documented this, the USAID and Institute of Peace, remember they were sending $40 billion saran-wrapped tranches of cash to the Taliban. Folks, where are those people? Because I want to prosecute it. They should never leave a jail cell. Ever. They're too dangerous to walk around. But they just, you know, whatever. So U.S. taxpayers fund both sides of wars, then watch our dead soldiers' bodies flown home on planes after we pay the enemy to kill them, apparently. All while Biden checks his watch on the runway, bored out of his mind. Bored out of his, just some more bodies, or whatever. Of our best and our brightest. Anyway, here's Doge yesterday talking to Jesse Waters about what it was like to finally breach the Institute of Peace and attempt to recover your tax dollars. So be ready to scoop your jaw off the floor.
And thanks to President Trump, he's now signed two executive orders to start to reduce the number of agencies in the government, and the Institute of Peace was one of them, which is why our team went in to try and understand what was going on. And that's when we found all of the craziness, like the weapons in their armory. We found the payments to the Taliban.
Okay. Yeah. They're trying to hide the evidence.
Right. So just a few hours after we got into their headquarters, we found that their chief accountant had actually deleted over a terabyte of accounting records from several years. So you'd have to ask the question, well, why would somebody do that? The Doge team, fortunately, was able to recover that data with the help of a few great employees at the Institute of Peace. And I think the most troubling thing was they received $55 million a year from Congress, and any money that went unspent, instead of returning that to Congress, they would sweep it into a private bank account, which had no congressional oversight, and that's what they would use to fund things like events at their headquarters and the private jets. And so I think it's a great example because most Americans don't know what's going on at a lot of these smaller agencies, and this is, I think, the most extreme case of some of the wasteful spend that we're finding.
So the agencies are hiding money from you. They're sending it to the Taliban. They have loaded weapons in the department buildings.
At the Institute of Peace.
At the Institute of Peace.
Yes.
That's right.
So this is a cover-up when you guys roll in.
This one, yes, a cover-up. Yes.
It's a cover-up. Okay,
they did delete a vast amount of financial information. That's really a definition of a cover-up.
Isn't that illegal to delete evidence?
Yes.
Shred documents?
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's certainly illegal to delete accounting records that Congress would certainly want to know where the congressionally appropriated funds are going from taxpayers.
When you catch them going Hillary style on their computers, do you refer this to the Department of Justice?
In this case, we did refer the evidence in the accounting example to the FBI and DOJ. And we were proud to do that. So, yes, we did.
Is this...
But just to recap, in case you're just joining us, okay? After a multi-day physical struggle to breach the premises of the Institute for Peace, which was run by liberal lunatics who had taken over the agency, Doge uncovered a massive arsenal of weapons and payments to the Taliban. So part of our government has defected and now in violation of law, because it's illegal, is funding a state-designated terror group. They deleted a vast amount of financial information. So just comprehend this. I'm not even telling you this. The Democrat bureaucracy was funding the Taliban while American soldiers were fighting and dying fighting them. Folks, that didn't even count to $200 million for the poppy fields. because they modernized them. They gave the money to the Taliban again under Trump. So this is the bureaucracy maintaining, hey, we have a right to have our own foreign policy. We like the Taliban. We hate U.S. soldiers. We're going to pay the Taliban to kill U.S. soldiers. What we're going to do as what they were doing. They'd use the money from the poppy fields to buy the IEDs, blow the legs off the people who you now see them on Fox News commercial sets. Fox News commercial set, because people are building houses for them, you know, that are equipped because they don't have legs anymore. Because I guess the Institute of Peace and USAID paid the Taliban to blow their legs off. It all makes sense, I'm sure. Anyway, we got more. Oh, yeah. There's more. Folks, ask yourself this. Who is blowing up Tesla dealerships in protest to Elon Musk? Who's doing that? Well, there's your culprit. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not Republicans. Doge finally proved what I've been saying for years. We're funding both sides. And when Donald Trump was president last and we were fighting the Taliban, a, by the way, designated terror group, it is illegal to be caught funding them in the U.S. It's material support to felony. You can go to prison for years for it. Unless you're a Democrat bureaucrat in good standing, in which case it's all good. I guess. After Doge literally fought hand-to-hand combat to get inside the Institute of Peace, they were talking about this last night on Jesse Waters, took 4 days to get in there. And the whole time they were deleting the evidence of what they did. Doge uncovered a massive arsenal of weapons and payments to the Taliban in the Orwellianly named U.S. Institute of Peace. Folks, this is outrageous. Think about that for a minute. Remember the bodies on the tarmac from Abbeygate? I'll never forget it. And Joe Biden checking his watch because he was bored out of his mind, offending the parents. The whole time, these lunatics are paying the people who killed them. This is crazy. Anyway, here's the second part of that Doge interview. The good news now is we're inside. We found it. By the way, when they weren't doing this, they were diverting funds into another account, as you heard in the last segment, for parties. Lavish parties. Private jets. Leases on BMWs. Because everyone deserves a BMW if you're a good liberal working for the government. Folks, this is out of control. Texter earlier asked, Tara, do we even, you know, not have a balanced budget? Is our budget actually balanced? Like, if we cut all this out, would we have a balanced budget? I don't know. The problem is the designation. Elon Musk explained this the other day. I mean, like, did they technically steal it? No, they didn't violate any rules, well, other than the terror funding statute. But, I mean, they didn't technically steal it. You know, like fraud, like you transfer it to your own bank account. These are all things, transfer abilities with this money that are baked into the cake. So if you look at it on paper, is it theft? Technically, no. No, because the system is built to facilitate it. Anyway, here's the second half of what they found at the Institute of Peace.
That we've worked with, yeah. Ironically.
Of course.
Additionally, we found that they were spending money on things like private jets, and they even had a $130,000 contract with a former member of the Taliban. And so it was by far the least peaceful agency that we've worked with. Yeah.
I bet.
Ironically.
Of course.
Additionally, we found that they were spending money on things like private jets, and they even had a $130,000 contract with a former member of the Taliban. This is real. We don't encounter that at most agencies.
Yeah.
What was the money going to the Taliban for?
So it was a contractor. They received $130,000 for generic services. And to Elon's point, there was not actually a clear description of what the contractor services were for.
But was it for opium?
Unclear.
Or weapons?
Nothing.
Or nothing.
or abroad.
Or, yeah, nothing.
And you naturally have to ask the question, how did we get here? Like, when the country was founded, there were only four agencies. Today, there are over 400. So there's been a 100x increase in the number of agencies since the founding of the nation. And thanks to President Trump, he's now signed two executive orders to start to reduce the number of agencies in the government, and the Institute of Peace was one of them, which is why.
Thank God. Now, folks, when they're joking about opium, that was another $200 million expenditure. Again, while we were actively in Afghanistan fighting the Taliban, they were getting paid by USAID to grow opium. And they used the proceeds from that for the IEDs, for the weapons to kill our troops. So honestly, I mean, we just need to pick a side, right? Or maybe we just look at it like it's only fair, like if we send our troops in, like we have such an advantage that we should probably fund the other side too. I don't even know why we do what we do anymore. I'm lost. I've lost the way. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. You talked about the Russian Revolution and how a small group of Bolsheviks overthrew a highly armed society in Russia. Yes, and how the Democrats are using that as their playbook. You're seeing great examples of that this week with the liberal judges, two of them now, letting Tesla bombers and those who have defaced Teslas walk out the door while other people who commit similar crimes, but not for political purposes, the book is thrown at them. That's exactly what happened during the Russian Revolution. Exactly what happened during the Russian Revolution. You're seeing the same thing with them letting St. Kilmer go, the FBI demanding his release, even though he is breaking so many laws I've lost count, by trafficking humans. Again, same as the Russian Revolution. No rules for those who kill. You're watching the same thing this week as the Russian Revolution, the celebration of Luigi Mangione, with a live musical that, by the way, is already sold out. It's not till June, but it's already sold out. They love it. They're great. They can't. They're adding more dates. They're celebrating his murder of a CEO. That is exactly what happened during the Russian Revolution. And then once they kill you and you get in the court system, if the jury convicts you, they kill the jury. They go to their own homes. This is how a small group of Marxists was able to take over a whole very heavily armed country. And I believe it is the template the Democrats are using. Okay, this texter writes, Terry, you talked about the Russian Revolution and how a small group of Bolsheviks overthrew a highly armed society. I am a retired Army Special Forces officer. Thank you so much for your service. You're awesome. I have fought against socialist and communist insurgents in Central and South America. The only way to stop them is to eradicate them. Cut them out like the cancer they are. Then and only then will we defeat them. De oppresso liber. I agree. But folks, yesterday they were coming out as who they are. I mean, you realize what they were doing yesterday? They had celebrations all across the country. May Day celebrations. Google the origins of May Day. And you'll see they are not hiding it. When you Google origins of May Day, the origins of totalitarianism comes up. May Day's origins are multifaceted. They involve both the Celtic festival of Beltane. Go ahead and celebrate that with the Antichrist. Typical Democrat. But also the World Socialist Labor Movement started as a spring festival in Europe and International Workers' Day, also known as Labor Day. And it was started by the International Socialist Workers Movement. They are celebrating it now openly. Folks, socialists, as our last texter said, are very, very violent. And you are seeing them do exactly what they did at the beginnings of the overthrow of governments from Central and South America to Russia. This is colossal. This is not Dems gone crazy. This is not soft on crime. These judges know what they're doing. Look, folks, when a judge this week lets a bomber out, a Tesla firebomber. By the way, you know he threw two Molotov cocktails, only one went off. You see the pictures they show all the time on TV with the whole things burnt. That was from the one cocktail. The other one didn't go off. She let him out because he had ADD. Well, he's awaiting trial and he needs his transgender hormones and they're afraid Trump won't give them to him in federal prison. So she said he can just, you know, wait outside. He can go home while he awaits trial. Folks, she's in her back chamber. She's laughing at us. They love it. The message they're sending is we will do everything we can to help you once you get into the justice system if you get a Democrat judge. Now here's a rag. Here's some accelerants. Here's a bottle. Go have fun. Hit Musk. Why? Because Musk, all this show is all the same story. Musk has stopped their grift, their fraud. He stopped it. He stopped it on Saturday. When he put that program on, it stopped the fraud in a single day, 24 hours. It stopped $340 million of fraudulent payments out of the Treasury. One day. Of course they're mad. That's why they're violent. He stole their grift.